The title of the seminar, as you know, is Forgiveness, a Many Splendored Thing. That title does not come from the famous song, Love is a Many Splendored Thing. It does not come from the movie from which the song was taken, nor is it from the book on which the movie was based. It comes from a wonderful poem called The Kingdom of God that you have in front of you by Francis Thompson. A number of months ago, when I was going over with Gloria what workshops we should do for the coming 6 months, she had suggested maybe I could use that as a title, Love is a Many Splendored Thing. Because it's always been one of her favorite poems, especially the stanza in which that phrase appears. So I thought that would be a lovely title, but that I would make it Forgiveness instead of Love. As we'll discuss later. And I had read this poem probably 40 or 50 years ago, and I really did not remember it. Francis Thompson is more well-known for his poem, The Hound of Heaven, which many of you may know. A God is the Hound of Heaven, or Jesus, who's kind of hounding you, you know, until you submit at the end, basically. He was a 19th century British poet. He was born in 1859. Actually, that's the same year Freud was born. And he died in 1907. He was highly regarded while he was alive, but he's certainly not in the same class of some of the really great English poets, you know, Shakespeare, Milton, Spencer, Shelley, Byron, Keats, Wordsworth, Blake, etc. But he really is a very fine poet. Anyway, when I started reading the poem again, since that's where the title was taken, and the more I read it, the more I really liked it. In fact, Gloria could tell you that almost every day I would say to her, "Boy, this is really a great poem." As great as this morning, I said that to her. And it's great poem, not only because of its poetry, which I think is very, very fine, but also in terms of what it says. And it really, its message, I think, really is very much in keeping with the message of the Course and what the meaning of forgiveness is. Originally I was just going to read you one or two stanzas. I think maybe I'll read you the whole poem and then go over it with you, and then spend the rest of the time talking about what it is really saying in light of what A Course in Miracles is teaching. Its point really basically is that the way that we will know God and heaven is through his reflection here. The kingdom of God. O world invisible, we view thee. O world intangible, we touch thee. O world unknowable, we know thee. Inapprehensible, we clutch thee. All right. The world he's talking about would be the kingdom of God, heaven, and yet he's saying that we could see it, we could touch it, we could know it, and we could clutch it. Does the fish soar to find the ocean, the eagle plunge to find the air? Now we ask of the stars in motion if they have rumor of thee there. All right, that obviously you don't ask a fish to find the ocean or an eagle to find the air, etc., or the stars up in heaven. That's the image that he's using. In other words, that's a perfectly natural experience to have. Not where the wheeling systems darken and our benumbed conceiving soars, the drift of pinions would we hearken beats at our own clay-shuttered doors. All right, so what he's talking about is not where the cosmos ends, the wheeling systems darken, and where we kind of try to conceive of a world beyond this one. That if we only paid attention, the drift of pinions are the kind of the tips of wings, which is then kind of explained in the next couple of verses. That if only we would listen, we would hear the beating of the angel wings at our own clay-shuttered doors, our minds and ourselves, which have shut themselves out to the glory of heaven and the many splendored thing. The angels keep their ancient places, turn but a stone and start a wing. Tis your estranged faces that miss the many splendored thing. Sorry, beautiful verse, actually. And we all have these estranged faces. We all have faces that have made ourselves alien to the many splendored thing. And I think you could understand the many splendored thing on two levels. Certainly it would be a heaven and God's love, but also its reflection here, which the next two stanzas make very clear. Right? But when so sad thou canst not sadder, cry, and upon thy so sore loss shall shine the traffic of Jacob's ladder, pitched betwixt heaven and Charing Cross. All right. This is very similar to the idea in the Course where Jesus says that we all have a tolerance for pain, but at some point we reach that tolerance and we cry out, there must be a better way. That's what this is saying, that when we cannot be any sadder than we already are, we cry out. And when we cry out for help, the answer is to see Jacob's ladder. Now, those of you who know your Old Testament will know that Jacob, the patriarch, had a dream in which there was a ladder from heaven to earth, and angels were ascending and descending. Right, that's the image that Thompson is using here. And Charing Cross, for those of you who have never been to London, it's actually the center of the city. It's an intersection of many important streets. It's underground, which is our subway. It's underground station. It's very, very famous. And it's like considered to be the heart of London, right, which is where he lived. He was British. And so there's this ladder that extends from heaven down to the heart of civilization, at least for Francis Thompson. Right, and that's the answer. When we cry out because we can't see the many splendid thing, the answer is basically right in front of us. Right? Yea, in the night, my soul, my daughter, cry, clinging to heaven by the hems. And lo, Christ walking on the water, not against Cenareth, but Thames. Right? Again, Cenareth is the Hebrew word for Galilee. Actually, in Hebrew, would be Chenareth. The term is used once, I think, in Luke. And so Jesus is not walking on some distant sea halfway across the world. He's walking on the Thames, which, of course, is the major river, the river running through London. Right? And so once again, we cry out because we have benumbed ourselves to the many splendid thing. And the answer is really just to look around us. Jesus is not some far-off figure. He's someone who's living right here, not in the flesh, of course, but that the reflection of heaven's love is here. Right? And that's the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God is not the splendid, many splendid thing in heaven. It's the reflection of that many splendid thing here. And again, that really is the not only the message of the poem, but certainly the message of the Course. That the way that we remember who we are as God's true son, right, the way that reality and the splendor of our reality as Christ is returns to our awareness, is to find its reflection here. And I want to spend the rest of the day really talking about that with you. And that image of which is alluded to here of Jacob's ladder is of the angels ascending and descending. And in a sense, you get that in the Course. Jesus at times talks about the reality of love and the reality of heaven. Most of the time, of course, he's talking about our experiences here at the bottom of the ladder. But the idea is that we kind of go back and forth. And the more love we can let in, right, the more love we share, and the more love we share, the less we are believing in the reality of separation or separate interests. And as we learn to give up our judgment and not to see our interests as apart from anyone else's, and as we learn to make our everyday experiences about someone else or something else and not about ourselves, that allows more love in. And so in a sense, the angels are going up and down. I'm more reminded at this point of that. I think I mentioned this once in a workshop. There's that wonderful passage, or actually movement, in Beethoven's Missa Solemnis. That's his great mass. It's the Benedictus, which is the part of the mass. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. And what Beethoven does is he has the violins go up and down and up and down, and they kind of sing by themselves, and then they sing with the whole orchestra, and then they sing with the chorus and the soloists. But the idea of it is kind of the love of heaven or the Holy Spirit going up and down. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Right? And from the Course's point of view, that he would not only be Jesus, it would be all of us. And to see that blessed person or the face of Christ in everyone. And that's what brings heaven down to us, and that's what brings us back up to heaven. It's that wonderful fluid movement back and forth. That's the many splendid thing.